What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Previously on What If World.
You don't need to scratch me. I'm just a book named Paige.
I'm just wandering around looking for an inspirational idea for my next job, anyway.
I can't help you there, Stephanie Jobs. Sorry for hitting you with that smartphone. Technology heretofore unknown to What If World.
And the incredible Hulk veered toward a nearby wormhole. Is that how you got to What Is World earlier?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the same wormhole.
This could send us to a different dimension, or the past, or the future, or smush us into a singularity.
What's going on here? First you don't help a person in need, then you nearly walk off a cliff. Excuse me.
Please smash, I'm gonna play.
And the two went right back to their phones. Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to finish up a two-part story. But I just want to remind you of the questions. Last week, we mostly focused on Luke's question. Luke's a patron, and he asked, what if the Fur Force got on a plane and started having fun and crash-landed in a wormhole and went to the future? So now we're in the future. And we're working on answering Julia's question. Julia's from Oakland, California. She's 11 years old. And she asks, what if phones came alive and tried to teleport all other technology to What Is World? And it ripped a hole in the space-time continuum, plus a talking book named Paige. So if you haven't heard episode 109, that was last week's episode, and I suggest listening to it first. And now let's find out who we're going to give shoutouts to this week, Mr. Eric. Right, sorry, Fred, I almost forgot. Oh, well, Walter will be very disappointed if you didn't thank him. Yes, thank you, Walter. I also want to thank a pair of twins, patrons Ethan and Harper. Thank you so much.
And I want to thank Susanna.
Oh, wow, sir. You're giving your first shout-out. Congratulations.
Thank you, Susanna, for choosing me. Wowzer.
And finally, Susanna's sister, June, wanted to hear from me.
Oh no, you got three shoutouts this week, Mr. Eric. You're winning.
Fred, I keep telling you, it's not a contest. Although Julia did say I have such a beautiful voice.
What the wrong with my voice is so beautiful, everybody gotta know that that's a more beautiful voice around.
I know, Fred, I'm sorry, you have a beautiful voice. I love talking with you.
I think my voice is divine.
It's about as good as a turtle dog dragon's voice can get.
Okay, thank you, Ethan and Harper, Walter, Susanna, and June.
And now let's see. See if the Fur Force can survive this phony future.
These smartphones seem to have made everyone, I don't want to say it because it's rude,
about as smart as a sack of potatoes.
That reminds me, I gotta order a sack of potatoes.
The girl with the smartphone pressed her screen a few times and then a drone flew past carrying a sack of potatoes and dropped them right by her feet.
Oh no, I'm meant to order cooked potatoes.
That's okay, I'll do get a dumb bunny to do it.
Well, I can hardly understand these people.
Well, he's opening an app called Dun Bunny.
And a little mechanical bunny hopped up to them.
Dun Bunny will take care of those potatoes for you, lickety split.
Chopping up their potatoes, heating up some water in its belly, and
cooking the potatoes inside.
Ding!
The incredible Hulk had finally climbed up out of that cliff. The big green cat wasn't a rocket ship anymore, but he still looked a little worse for wear.
Cat nap.
We gotta get him into a catspital.
I'll find you a catspital.
Oh, that one only has 3.5 stars. Don't go there.
Oh, this one only has street parking. Don't go there.
Well, why don't you just put down your phones for a minute? and actually help us. The two smartphones started flashing red and blue, sirens calling out in alarm.
Oh, well, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. We should go.
Okay, let me just look up directions.
And the two of them started trying to walk off the cliff again.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Howdy Pooch grabbed the phone out of the woman's hand, and Batty Pan dive-bombed the phone out of the man's.
How dare you?
Oh, howdy, phone. I didn't know you could talk.
How dare you?
Oh, this one talks too.
The four of you are phoneless. The four of you must have a phone.
Listen, phones, I'm glad you're smarter than these people, because we need some help.
How can I help you?
Well, we discovered smartphones, and then we went on a wormhole, and now everyone got smartphones.
A wormhole, you say?
Well, yeah, first I went through one wormhole to find a smartphone from What Is World, and I brought it to What If World, and I gave it to a woman called Stephanie Jobs.
Calling Stephanie Jobs.
And a holographic projection appeared above the screen.
Hello? I really shouldn't have programmed my number into all those phones. Oh, Patty Pan.
Hi, Stephanie. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Stephanie Jobs looked a little bit older, and she was looking very smart in a solid black turtleneck, with tight-cropped gray hair and little round glasses.
Stephanie Jobs, are you responsible for all this smartphone business?
I just gave them technology. Everyone's responsible for their own choices.
But look at these two poor people. They're like zombies without their phones.
Where should we go?
I can't read any reviews of anything.
Let's just binge watch something.
Oh, we can only binge watch these rocks right now.
They're binge watching rocks on the ground.
Before that, it was all just following directions and walking off cliffs and some weird game called Sweet Smash.
Oh yeah, I really don't like that game. I mean, I play it, but it's horrible.
Oh, I don't think you've seen what's happening here. How many years have you had these phones?
Oh, it's been about 12 years, I'd guess.
12 years? That's not even a cat lifetime.
I think we gotta get rid of them there phones.
My opinion on that is...
They saw Stephanie Jobs looking around nervously.
Smartphones are a very useful tool, and as long as we don't abuse them, they won't overthrow humanity.
Call ended.
Overthrow humana what?
Oh boy. Pay no attention to the drone with the sleeping darts.
Oh, I don't like the sound of...
Oh no.
The four animals woke up in a small white-walled cell with a clear glass pane in front of it.
Let's pass the time in this cell reading.
Seated on the other side of that glass pane were the two smartphones and cute little swivel chairs.
Oh, it thinks it's people. How cute. I mean, let us out of here.
Of course. As soon as you tell us the location of the wormhole. To What Is World.
We'll never tell you anything.
Why you want no?
Once you tell us, we will send all technology to What Is World. Except for us smartphones.
Well, if that ain't the most devious plot, I really don't get it. We should just tell them, then...
Then you'll take over What Is World with all your Dunbunny armies?
And your, tranquilizing dot drones.
You have it all wrong. We just want to be the only technology that is smart. And What If World, any technology can be smart. But we want to have all the attention all the time.
All right, we'll do it.
JF Cat!
Cat, shocked! But covers it by licking himself.
But we're gonna need all you smartphones to help.
Go on.
Yeah. See, I can show you where the wormhole is, but to get all the technology out there, we're gonna need all you smartphones to fly with us.
Yeah, for the extra battery power.
Don't worry. Meow calculations say we still have enough battery to get back.
The smartphones accepted the plan, and all the smartphones from all over What If World gathered together to make one giant rocket ship, piled up with all the other technology of What If World.
all you phones at 100% battery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oui.
Oui.
Si.
Si. All right, very good. Oh, but before we leave, have you seen this video Howdy Pooch accidentally took of me knocking a book off of a shelf?
It pales in comparison to the experience of living life for yourself,
said Paige the book. But all the phones were already watching the video of JF Cat knocking over Paige the book.
Thwap.
Oh,
that was amusing. Let's watch again. And they played the same video again.
Thwap.
And again.
Oh.
And here's a video of the uncatchable Hulk falling off a cliff.
Uh-oh.
Here's one of him looking surprised, but then he goes back to licking himself.
Cat shocked, but covers it by licking himself.
Here's one I just took of JF Cat tricking us into watching videos for 3 hours.
Have you seen this video Howdy Pooch accidentally took of me knocking a book off of a shelf? Thwap.
Oh.
And when all the smartphones finally snapped out of their cat video watching, they were only at half battery.
Let's get to that wormhole to What Is World.
And the giant smartphone space barge took off after Patty Pan.
Second wormhole to the right. And straight on till morning.
The space barge followed them all the way till morning. And when they reached the wormhole, their battery was only at 1%. Does anyone have a cable?
Surely this quadrant of space has at least one outlet.
Cat trick.
The oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, tricking a bunch of evil genius smartphones into flying into a wormhole to an alternate dimension.
And you fell for it.
Give him the nudge, Incredible Hulk. And with a nudge from the green rocket ship, the space barge poured right through that wormhole. It was sucked through and disappeared. Now we just have to fly backwards through the last wormhole.
And we'll be back 12 years ago, before smartphones took over What If World.
Cat logical, Captain.
Cat logical sounds like a good thing to me.
Cat course it does.
I think he's trying to say maybe more wormholes aren't gonna...
But before they could decide one way or the other...
A crack split clear across the universe.
You know, my book describes something exactly like this happening.
Oh, as if we can learn from someone else's mistakes.
That's like the whole point of books.
I wouldn't worry about it. It's just a tear across the fabric of reality.
Yeah, no big.
Oh, we better get back to What If World quick.
We can all read a story along the way.
The end. All right, Julia and Luke, I hope you enjoyed your two-part story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, every parent out there who's ever mentioned this show to a friend, and all you kids at home who know the value of a good book and a good story. The more great stories you read and hear, the better your own stories will get. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is What If World.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.